Welcome to a special holiday replay edition of Last Week in AWS. This special edition features one of our favorite episodes from the past few years as we prepare for a new year of shenanigans in 2023. Thanks for listening and happy holidays.
If you asked me to rank which cloud provider is the best developer experience, I'd be hard-pressed to choose a platform that isn't Google Cloud. Their developer experience is unparalleled in the early stages of building something great. That translates directly into velocity. Try it yourself with the Google for Startups Cloud program over at cloud.google.com/startup. It'll give you up to $100,000 a year for each of the first 2 years in Google Cloud credits for companies that range from bootstrapped all the way on up to Series A. Go build something and then tell me about it. My thanks to Google Cloud for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
It's been 3 years since I've turned down an attractive job offer at AWS because of the required non-compete agreement. Frankly, I still don't have any regrets about the decision as Amazon piles on. Since I originally wrote about this in August of 2019, an awful lot has happened. AWS sued Brian Hall in 2020 under the auspices of his non-compete agreement. The Best of Amazon blind Twitter account posted the current non-compete agreement that Amazon still requires all US-based employees not located in California to sign. And I've been besieged with a number of questions about a variety of Amazon non-compete aspects that I have to assume are being asked in good faith, as well as a pile of additional data points about the non-compete being wielded against employees. Oh, right, and internships at Amazon come with a slightly modified form of the non-compete agreement that's only in effect for 9 months. Let me repeat that. Interns, as in still in school. One thing I got very wrong in my original post is that the 2019 lawsuit against the random sales schmoo was aimed at sending a message to Google, the schmoo's new employer. Far from it. The message was instead squarely aimed at Amazon's own employees. Are you sure you want to take a job elsewhere, knowing that we might come after you, is certainly an employee retention tool, but not one I would ever expect a company that fancies itself Earth's best employer to wield. Amazon's continued enforcement of the "but we never enforce these non-competes." It turns out these clauses are very much not just enforced against senior leaders, as AWS folks told me to my face. A number of people I've spoken with have had the non-compete used to pressure them into rescinding job acceptances elsewhere. The existence of the Amazon non-compete often means that all it takes is a phone call from someone at Amazon to a company attempting to hire one of its employees, and there's suddenly a chilling effect that results in an offer being withdrawn. The reason that we only hear about these clauses affecting senior people is that it costs a fairly large pile of money to fight Amazon to the point that it goes to court. Think $100,000 in legal fees to start. The inherent expense of fighting non-competes to the point that they become public record further enforces the myth that Amazon only rarely enforces the agreement. Sure, it only rarely gets to the lawsuit stage. I have it on good authority that the non-compete is mentioned frequently to disgruntled employees looking to leave. It just takes a certain level of wealth and privilege to fight the issue to the point that it enters the public sphere. Fighting a lawsuit isn't just expensive, it also requires a certain amount of security and seniority to survive your former employer dragging you to court. For employees newer to the workforce, it's easier to capitulate than it is to fight these things, hence the myth that Amazon only applies this clause against senior leaders. If that were true, why would AWS require, I repeat yet again, interns to sign it? This clause has also apparently been included in a pile of forms that employees are presented with on their first day of work, though there are reports that this is no longer the case. In other words, the first time many new recruits saw this clause was after they've already accepted an offer at AWS and showed up for orientation. At that point, not signing is no longer a viable choice for many folks. Without job security, well, what else am I going to do? Sets in. The time to consider a non-compete restriction like this is when you get an offer, not after you've already started the role.
This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Veeam. Do you care about backups? Of course you don't. Nobody cares about backups. Stop lying to yourselves. You care about restores, usually right after you didn't care enough about backups. If you're tired of the vulnerabilities, costs and slow recoveries when using snapshots to restore your data, assuming that you even have them at all, living in AWS land, there's an alternative for you. Check out Veeam. That's V-E-E-A-M for secure, zero-fuss AWS backup that won't leave you high and dry when it's time to restore. Stop taking chances with your data. Talk to Veeam. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
Let's also consider the ineluctable nature of the Amazon non-compete. While the agreement is scoped to things Amazon does about which the employee has confidential information, there's reportedly an awful lot of confidential info available to most employees via whatever internal wiki system they run over at Amazon. Are you prepared to prove that you never read anything about the upcoming Amazon Systems Manager Barking Manager when Amazon claims your new job at Twitter for Pets violates your non-compete? A number of employees sign under the belief that the clause isn't enforceable in their jurisdiction. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I'm certainly no attorney. But are you prepared to go all the way to court to prove the point when Amazon gets increasingly irritated with your departure? AWS isn't the only major tech player with a non-compete, but it is the most restrictive. Microsoft also has non-compete agreements. Though I dislike the concept as a whole, it's a lot more palatable to sign one that's scoped to Microsoft than it is one scoped to all of Amazon. Apparently, Microsoft and Amazon work out their non-compete differences behind closed doors due to the high level of employee transitions between the two companies. Google does not have non-compete agreements, which is apparently why we see lawsuits filed against former AWS employees who've gone to Google. In effect, Amazon is acting like your petty ex, and it's time to grow up. It's also worth noting that the Amazon non-compete doesn't just apply if you decide to quit your job and go work somewhere else. It's every bit as applicable if Amazon decides to fire you. You can get a new job elsewhere only to discover that though Amazon doesn't want you anymore, it definitely doesn't want anyone else to have you either. I'll repeat what I said 3 years ago. Amazon's non-compete clause is abusive to the brilliant people who work at AWS. Do better than this. Be better than this.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.